Something's come to my attention recently here that's quite shocking, and basically I'm going to read a description of what it is. And really, if you're very sensitive to animals and cruelty, then really don't listen, because it is quite sickening. And I'm going to be speaking to Marla Patti and Randy Klein from Los Angeles, and they are very concerned with crush videos. And what they are, it's I'll read the description. And as again, if you are sensitive at all, really do not listen to this. Animal crush videos are videos of small animals such as puppies, kittens, and bunnies slowly being tortured in the most hideous methods, and include being burnt alive, nailed to the floor, beaten, strangled, stabbed, and limbs broken. All of these videos have one uniting theme. These animals are also slowly stomped, stepped on, or sat on by a woman in high heels while she tortures them. So, I'm sorry I had to read that, but that is the other side of the coin when it comes to animals. And I've certainly always believed that how we treat our animals is a reflection of how we treat ourselves. If we can't do that, we are in trouble. So it is pretty serious, because it's hard to believe, but the Supreme Court just a week ago basically made them legal. The NRA, the National Rifle Association, who would think they would have anything to do with this, but it turns out that hunting videos would be banned under this law. So what can you say? That's the state of our state right now. This is Arnold, your host of Tommy's Holiday Camp, and this is Cows Radio 107.3, coming to you from animal-friendly downtown Occidental. This next segment is a bit sensitive and could be a bit, if anybody's a bit squeamish, please don't listen, because it may well be. My guest today is Marla Patti. And hello, Marla, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, good. And Marla is going to let us know about crush videos and what they mean and what's happening about them. Hi, Marla. Wow, what a subject to take on. What brought you to that? What's your background?
Well, I've been an animal rights activist for a long, long time, and a children's rights advocate. And I have a small website. And one day, about 2 years ago, somebody sent me an email with a video in it and asked me pointedly, you know, why aren't you doing something about this? And I didn't know what it was. I thought, what is this? And when I played the video, I was so horrified. I mean, I've seen a lot over the years, but this horrified me so quickly that I didn't believe it was real. Mm. Which is the reaction that I get from a lot of people that don't know anything about crush videos. So that's what kind of brought me to it, and I found out what it was, and I found out what was going on with it, and when I found out that a Third Circuit judge had thrown out these types of depictions in terms of allowing United States versus Stevens, basically let him off the hook for having any kind of dogfighting videos, because they were using a law that had been introduced in 1999 by Congress to criminalize this type of crush film, which I'll get into in a minute. And then in 2008, a Third Circuit judge invalidated the ban on the sale and the possession of these videos. And that's, of course, what led us to the United States Supreme Court verdict, which happened a few weeks ago, which threw out the Animal Cruelty Act altogether.
It was a 12-year process this went through?
Yes. And for the last 2 years, I've been fighting it pretty much. For the first year or so, I had been fighting it by myself, trying to get spread awareness and trying to get people to petition and trying to get people to speak out against it. And finally, some really good activists had contacted me, like Irish and Nancy Love people like that had contacted me and Sheila, and said, well, you know, we decided to form a group called StopCrush.org and see what we could do by getting these videos banned. And what these videos basically are, why they call them crush films, it started back in the 70s where these were called foot fetish films, where they would, like, crush grapes and things like that for the erotic nature of the viewer. And over time, it stepped up to insects, small animals like mice. Basically, what it is women in very, like, lingerie, sexy clothing with high heel stilettos or boots that sometimes have steel heels. And they're crushing the animal slowly to death underneath their heel. And this will take sometimes up to 2 hours.
Oh, my goodness.
And the animal's left alive until the very end. But they slowly torture the animal. And they do more things. They set them on fire. It's mostly puppies, kittens. I've seen it with monkeys, baby horses, just all sorts of horrendous things they do. They take scissors and pruning. It's just awful. And it's all for the sexual gratification of the viewer. And these videos have got to be banned. So when the Supreme Court threw the ban out 2 weeks ago, that's when we really kicked into high gear, because we have a new bill that needs to be passed through Congress, which is H.R. 1592. And it's made a few changes that the NRA, which is the National Rifle Association, and the American Civil Liberties Union, who were fighting to have this law thrown out because they were afraid that eventually this law would cover hunting videos. So they really wanted to declare a moratorium on hunting videos, and that's what they've included in the new law that we're trying to get pushed through.
So they would be allowed to still shoot hunting videos?
Yeah. That's pretty much what it came down to, is that when this law was first enacted, they used the law against a gentleman named Mr. Stevens, who was selling dogfighting videos. And the NRA was afraid that this would trample on First Amendment speech, in terms of if a video is being narrated, like this dogfighting video was, that's trampling on free speech, because it originally anything that's declared as educational would be considered not animal cruelty. Nobody ever went after the NRA on hunting videos, but this is what they wanted the whole time, so they, you know, they pretty much took it to the Supreme Court.
Incredible. So they were a totally side issue for them. They have basically invalidated that law because of that.
Yes, pretty much. If you look at the new text for the H.R. 1592, you'll see a subsection underneath that includes, it's pretty much the same language that was used in the original Section 48 of the First Amendment, which is about free speech. But the subsection B says there's a rule of constriction now. Nothing in subsection A shall be construed to prohibit the selling or offering to sell of videos that depict hunting. The language is very clear in the new bill that they're trying to push through. What's happening is that they're trying to get this bill pushed through as quickly as possible, because animal cruelty videos have risen dramatically since the Supreme Court decision 2 weeks ago. As the sale and the possession of these videos are clearly on the rise very quickly, because there's a lot of money involved.
Well,
some of these videos can sell from $60 to $400.
Well, are there certain people who are known for it? You know, certain people are well known within the field, or is it just random people doing it?
Well, most of the videos are coming from overseas. They're coming mostly from the Asian markets. There's some coming from, I've found markets in France and in Germany. They're not allowed to make these films here, but they are. We see these types of films being made here. There are some directors that are kind of well known for doing this, and some of the crushers is what we call them. The models are kind of well known among that submersive community. And right now, since we don't have any legal protection for animals, they won't be prosecuted for it. So basically, anybody could torture an animal and throw it on the web and sell it.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that's what the Supreme Court has done. It's thrown out the entire rule, the entire subsection 48 that stipulated that, you know, against animal cruelty in videos. And they just took the whole thing and just threw it right out, which is basically opening up a teaming factory to let anybody do whatever they want online.
Right. Yeah, you know, it seems like they should have thrown it back and say, well, bring us something, you know, with that compromise in or something, rather than just let it loose. I mean, that just seems so irresponsible.
It seemed that way to me, and it seemed that way to a lot of people as well. I had hoped that before it had gotten to the Supreme Court, that during the time period when it was up for debate in the Third Circuit decision, that they would have modified this, or at least thrown out the case, kept the law and modified it later, which is what the Obama administration wanted. They were urging the courts, you know, don't throw this completely out, because that's just going to open up, you know, it's ringing the dinner bell, basically.
Right.
But they went ahead and did it anyway.
Mm.
So, and we were, you know, at first when I found out, I mean, I wasn't surprised by the ruling in the Supreme Court, but I was really disappointed. On our website, stopcrush.org, there are links to all the representatives, all your congresspeople, to please urge, write in and call. There's numbers there that you can call. There's email addresses, there's physical addresses to their offices, so no matter where you are in the country, you can write in and talk to your congressman. We have it listed which congressman is which is with each state, and we make it very easy, very, very easy for you to urge this bill, H.R. 5092, gets pushed through as soon as possible to at least protect the rights of these animals from this kind of horrendous, horrific
treatment. Yeah.
It's beyond words. I've never really seen anything like it before. And the fact that there's a market out there for it is very disturbing.
And a large market, it sounds like. Yeah.
A very large market, yes. I mean, this is a multi-million dollar market. When they had first introduced the law, they had managed to make this market dwindle down to nothing within a year.
Wow. An effective law.
Yeah.
So now, does the so that means that the pit bull dog fighting things, they're legal now? Then is that the case?
Yes, pretty much every animal cruelty video you can find is legal now. Yeah.
Oh.
Until they reenact this law, have it modified, they're declaring a moratorium on hunting videos, which I think is too broad. I mean, in my sense of the word, you know, the National Rifle Association was arguing that the prior law was too broad, but to declare a moratorium on the entire hunting industry in terms of videos, I think in and of itself that shows a journalistic integrity that is not sound to
right.
me. I don't see where they have just cause. The burden of proof for that, to me, doesn't seem applicable.
Yeah.
But this is what they wanted. And so I believe that at this point, our congressman who drafted the original bill, Elton Gallegly, he drafted the second bill that he's trying to push through. He's just so desperate, I think, to really get this bill through to protect as many animals as he can, you know, that we're going to do whatever we can to urge it through. And on our site, we make it very easy to do so.
Well, you know, it reminds me of that. I forget which Supreme Court justice said it about pornography. He said he couldn't, was it, I'm sure I'm paraphrasing, he said, I couldn't define it, but I know it when I see it. And how can those Supreme Court members...
Was that Chief Justice John Roberts Jr.? Is that who you're...
No, that was some years...
...endorsement of the First Amendment protection?
Some years ago, somebody, I forget which justice it was, but just putting it to this case, you know, from pornography to which really this is,
yes, it is.
It's hard to see that they're not looking at that and not seeing that.
Well, I mean, the ruling was 8-1, so there was one.
Hmm.
We had one on our side, you know. But when it comes to something as strong as First Amendment, you know, the American Civil Liberties Union is going to jump on there regardless.
Hmm.
As far as the National Rifle Association goes, again, their concern was more hunting videos, and I had wished that there could have been some sort of mediation prior to this type of ruling. I wish it hadn't gotten to this point where all animals are not protected now.
Exactly.
I mean, within the first 24 hours of the ruling 2 weeks ago, servers, believe it or not, but servers in the United States actually crashed, computer service crashed, over the depiction of animal cruelty videos that were being uploaded.
It went up that much because of that?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. That is... I am just... yeah, sickened is the word. Sorry, I've seen a lot, but yeah.
For me, it was completely shocking, and I was disappointed. But I do have faith in the American people, you know, I really do. And I think that they are all banding together to try and put a stop to this. And we've been getting a lot of support on the website. A lot of people have written in, and they're reposting, and they're, you know, we have a couple of MySpace pages as well that seem to have cropped up. To ban Crush, and so, you know, we're just trying to get the message out there.
Yeah, who is generally who is supporting you in this? Are there any leverage there with politicians or large groups?
Well, we have a lot of petitions that are out. We are getting a lot of, I mean, surprisingly, a lot of groups that I hadn't expected to begin with are offering their support. In terms of even just shelter groups, animal shelters from across the nation have written in, and I think that's incredibly kind of them considering how busy and how burdened they are with all the animals that they have, you know, that they're trying to get placed and whatnot.
Right.
Mostly we're just getting a lot of support from just about anywhere. I mean, I see it in high schools, I see it in colleges, a lot of people are writing in and, you know, just asking what they can do to help. We have some banners up and some logo, and, you know, they're putting those on their websites, and they're putting them on their MySpace pages and their Facebook pages. And so this has been pretty good. And by and large, a lot of the newspapers are really speaking out against the Supreme Court ruling, the Washington Post being an example of that. So, I mean, it's not like the general public wants these videos to be above board and legal. Not at all. I think, again, I believe that the American people will do what they can to get this law pushed through. That's what I believe.
Yeah.
And we're also going to be discussing it at length in July in Washington at the Animal Rights Conference.
And what is the timetable now to get it back up to the to be reviewed again by the Supreme Court?
Well, right now, once the Supreme Court makes a ruling, that's pretty much it. I mean, they've made their ruling on this prior bill. What we're trying to do now is get it through the House of Representatives, through Congress, and get it signed in. And if everybody can agree, then they can get it signed in. And because they have modified this bill to the regulations that the Supreme Court has pretty much suggested, what they would see as applicable for First Amendment rights, once they do that, then we can get it through. So, you know, knock on wood, we can get it through, hopefully, I'm hoping sometime soon. And that's why we need so many people. That's why we need people. We need the support. We need people to, you know, to urge the congressmen to keep this on the floor.
Yes,
to make sure that this is brought up daily, to make sure that people are constantly putting pressure on them, saying this is what the people want. We want the, you know, we want animal cruelty videos banned, so... That's what we're hoping to do, and that's the purpose for the website, stopcrush.org.
Oh, good, yes. Why don't you repeat that?
Our website is stopcrush.org.
And they can get links to various other organizations and things and
yes,
information?
And you can contact us if you have any questions, things like that.
Have you, by the way, on my I haven't said it for a while, but I'm speaking to Marla Patti, and we're talking about Crush videos. And I'm wondering, has there been any psychological profile of that whole business, and just where it's coming from? You know, has anybody looked at it from that side?
The psychological aspect of the type of people that are viewing these videos?
Yeah, viewing and making them. You know, is there a profile there? Are they just our neighbors or some demimon somewhere? Or what is the...
The psychological profile, I think, you know, I have received letters. I admit that I've received letters from crushers that have been adamantly against what I'm trying to do because we're all pretty vocal. And their representation of why they do the things that they do, I don't understand. Some of them have told me that they identify themselves with the animal, which is not true. Otherwise, they wouldn't gain sexual gratification from this. Some of them have just told me that it makes them feel good to see, you know, another animal in pain. I've had some of them even send me videos, you know, kind of, when the Supreme Court threw out the animal cruelty law, I received some emails from crushers just kind of taunting me. And these videos were, they were lifelike babies, human babies. They were dolls, and they were crushing them.
Oh, dear.
So to me, that's very serious.
Yeah.
That was horrible.
Yeah, so
beyond words, and I couldn't understand. I don't understand the mindset of these people. I don't.
Right. What can you say? We're not. Thank goodness. Minds aren't in that place. So it's hard to know.
It's not just the people that are making the films; it's the people that are buying them. And you know, it really does change the way you look at things. I think to yourself, well, is this my next door neighbor?
Exactly.
Somebody I work with. You know, how many people are actually, because, you know, there's a big sale for them in this country, and I was just blown away by that. And I thought, how many people are actually watching this? What kind of people are watching this?
Yeah, and there's two issues, I suppose, buying or making it, but then the people actually doing it. You know, if it's between two, if there's pornography, say, with between two consenting adults type of thing, that's one thing. But in that situation, how is that dealt with if people are found doing that? I mean, there is, you know, if somebody hits a dog along the street, he can be arrested for animal cruelty. How does the law apply?
Well, if they're caught actually doing this, if they're caught actually making the film, animal cruelty is still illegal.
Mm-hmm.
But the actual sale of a video of doing the cruelty is legal now.
Right.
It's illegal to actually do it, but it's not illegal now to actually sell the video and upload it and gain profit from it, financial profit from it.
I can't get my head behind that, around that.
I can't either. Quite frankly, all I know is it needs to be stopped. You know, because this is not who we are.
Oh, I hope not. It is. It's mind-boggling.
I mean, the crush videos are banned in England.
Hmm. Oh, at least some, you know, there's a sense there.
There's a lot of countries overseas that have banned these videos.
Okay.
But the United States, because of the way the free speech amendment was put in, Section 48 was put in, again, the National Rifle Association was afraid that this would, was concerned that this would eventually be so broad that it would also include, not be inclusive of, but include hunting videos.
Right. Wow.
Because they would figure, well, maybe that's not considered educational. Because the law originally went after dogfighting videos.
Right. So they think it will bleed into their things.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So they were trying to do something preventive. But nobody had gone after their videos. And all the years this law had been in place. Nobody had gone after hunting videos.
Right. It had never been. There had been some law enforcement against the crush videos, but government officials had gone against hunting videos, in other words.
No, not at all. Not at all. I mean, these crush videos are just, there's no value to them whatsoever.
Yeah.
I mean, arguing hunting videos is another area altogether. But for us, for StopCrush.org, these videos definitely need to be taken off the market immediately, and there should be prosecution involved.
Right.
I mean, these are helpless animals.
Well, exactly.
Being tortured alive for hours.
Yeah. Yeah, it's beyond...
It's horrific what they're doing. I mean, crushing them is the last thing that they do. I mean, they crush certain parts of them, but they usually are piercing their bodies. They're cutting off their paws. With shears, poking out their eyes, and all sorts of things while they're alive, and it's absolutely horrific.
You even mentioned insects. I mean, that's
It started with insects, and then like any addiction that these crushers seem to have, it seems to be a growing addiction. That it went from fruit to insects to larger animals like mice. hamsters, snakes. Then it went to roosters, chickens, rabbits. And I've seen, it went with kittens and puppies, and I've seen full-size dogs that they've done this to. And it's horrific, the things that they're doing, because they're taunting some of the dogs as well, and some of the cats there. They actually are taking their newborn babies and crushing them in front of the mother, in front of the mother dog. And it's just, they're putting this animal through so much agony, you know.
Oh, my, that is...
It's sadistic. It's completely and utterly sadistic, and these cannot remain legal.
Yeah.
They just can't.
Yeah, no, that's, yeah. Just can't. I hope our listeners and everyone really gets riled up about this and, call their congressmen, call their politicians, call the government and demand that it gets through again.
Definitely. I mean, the President of the United States wants this. He was urging the court not to legalize these videos.
Wow.
You know, it just sends out a clear message. It has a two-fold effect. It's a two-prong effect. If you're going to legalize something like this, what does that tell the rest of the world?
Exactly.
And furthermore, it pretty much gives carte blanche to us not treating animals correctly in any fashion, anywhere.
Yeah, if you lower the bar that much,
right.
You can't limbo under it.
Yeah, that's exactly what's happening, and it's starting to, it's like a domino effect, and you see it happening now. So we're hoping to get this pushed through, but what we need the American people to stand up and use a united voice.
Exactly. Well, let everyone know your website again, and hopefully people will get on there and spread the support around.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate your time with this. I really do. It's stopcrush.org, and on our site has everything you will need to do. It's very easy. We've made all the links clickable. You can find all your congressmen. You can write letters. You can phone their offices. And we urge that you do this politely. No yelling.
Yeah.
You know, because really, you know, they don't want to see this stuff legalized either. You know,
right.
But the more people that urge, the more our voices speak up for the animals, because they don't have a voice.
Exactly.
You know? We have to speak up for them. We have to.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much, Marla, Marla Patti, for picking it up for them and getting the word out. And I'm sure working really, really hard to get justice.
Oh, we all are.
Yeah.
We all are in the group. It's just... you know, we have a Facebook page as well, which is Stop Crush, and Nancy Love runs that pretty much single-handedly, and it's been very difficult, and we're all working very, very diligently and very hard, and hardly any of us are getting sleep, and you know, most of us have full-time jobs here. So.
Right, after seeing that stuff, it's hard to get to sleep, I'm sure, you know.
It changed my life when I saw that.
Wow.
I, you know, came home that day, and I was looking at my own cats, and you can't help but...
Yep.
You just think, oh my God, this has got to stop. We can't allow this. So I really appreciate you having us on your show.
Oh, thank you. I'll be calling Randy Klein in a few minutes, and so we'll get.
She's fabulous. She's a lawyer. She's our AR lawyer, and she knows so much about this case. And I just really appreciate her input on everything. So.
Well, we'll. Hopefully, it'll become a positive, something positive will come out of it.
Thank you so much. Okay. I really appreciate this.
Thank you very much, Marla.
Thank you for having us on.
Okay, you're welcome. Okay.
Speak soon, and thank you again, sir.
Thank you. Very welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.